This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. We continue our conversation about the constitutional amendments on the October 14th ballot with Public Affairs Research Council President Robert Travis Scott. Amendment 3 sets up a new dedicated fund for transportation construction. It pulls this money out of any new fuel tax that might be imposed. We didn't pass the gasoline tax. Why would we set up a fund like this if we don't have anything to put in it?
I think the authors of this constitutional amendment want to do this prospectively so that if there was a fuel tax increase in the future, this trust fund would be in place to establish more confidence that the new fuel tax really would be used for infrastructure.
But in the PAR guide, you also point out that it's the legislature that has implemented utilization of the transportation trust fund for salaries and then turned around and cast aspersions on DOTD for using the money that way. How does that happen, Robert?
This is a really good point. I mean, we frequently see members of the legislature criticize the Department of Transportation for its trust issues and handling the money. It has been the legislature itself over the years that has been most guilty of eroding the trust in the trust fund.
But Scott says this amendment also contradicts another of lawmakers' favorite themes.
We hear so many complaints about locking up the budget with dedications, you know, tying our hands in how we can spend money. Here, there is another one. Stop the dedications already.
You decide October 14th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.